actually started.
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
We're on.
Hey! How you doing? What's going on in there?
Happy Wednesday, y'all.
Happy Wednesday. It is hump day.
Hump day?
And it is another episode of Amongst Friends.
Another episode experience.
I like that even better. It's another experience with Amongst Friends. Anywho, how you get in on the conversation is dialing 760-683-2662. You can hit us up on Facebook at Amongst Friends, on Twitter at Amongst_Friends, and then you can also hit us up in our Facebook group, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. As always, we have our lovely co-host. We have Breezy.
How y'all doing?
And the lovely Brie.
What it do?
And of course, D-Rob is in the building. Say that again. The link should have already been posted. If it has not, we'll get it together. Anywho, tonight what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about the ins and outs of relationships. Breezy has already said I need to hug it out or do some shit because I'm not feeling very man-friendly tonight because let's just get down to it. So here's what I've noticed.
What have you noticed?
In relationships, and Bree, you can tell me if you've noticed this as well. And, let me just go ahead. So, in a relationship, what happens is you meet a person, and of course, you know, you're going through the, you know, this is who I am, this is what I do, blah, 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 whatever the initial conversation.
Representation.
No, not representation, but, you know, that first couple of conversations that you have.
The meet and greet.
Where you meet their representative, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, the meet and greet.
Whatever. So, the meet and greet of the representative, and then you decide that you like what they said or whatever, and you move forward and you're now dating or seeing each other exclusive. What I found out is that women rarely go into a relationship saying, this is who I am, deal with it, or fuck you, I'm out. Rarely do they do that. However, that's how men do. It's, I ain't got no job. I'm going to smoke this blunt all day long. I'm going to be in the studio or
at practice.
I'm at practice or I'm whatever. I have all of these things and you must accept me for who I am or move the fuck on.
It's not an ultimatum, though. If they tell you flaws and alls and you decide to continue, that is on you.
However, I have found that if a woman says, here are my flaws, and a dude says, I'm gonna be out. I ain't got time for the crazy.
But why is it just men do that? Why can't women do that too?
No. I'm not saying that they don't. What I said is that typically what I've seen is that men typically are like, accept me for who I am or not.
Everybody should be like that.
I agree.
And my thing is, if I say that, and you be like, I ain't got time for it, I'm out. Guess what? Peace. Holla. Don't let the doorknob hit you in the ass, because I don't care.
Yeah, but that's not
if I can't be me, around you.
That's the person you need to be with then. If you say
that sounds real lovely. All of that sounds real great. No. I'm out and you can't accept me for who I am. I'm out. 2 fingers, deuces, bye.
Somebody is hurt tonight.
All I'm saying is that sounds real good, but that's not reality.
Now, but why is that though? If someone basically
that's
tells
not
you
that's your reality, but it's definitely
if someone tells you I don't want to deal with you with your flaws.
No.
Then why stick around? Why try to prove?
I'm not saying that somebody is now literally. If somebody says I'm not dealing with your flaws, they're not going to stay around, period. But I'm saying you're going out, you have everything is cool, and then all of the relationship issues of what it is, this is what I do. This is me.
No,
and I'm
this,
like,
this is after start dating or in the initial?
I said that from the beginning.
So when did the conversation you had in the beginning, rather than trap a motherfucker?
Huh?
Now we're together, now I'm going to show you my ass.
No. Well, that's what y'all do.
That's what y'all do?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So now you're saying chicks be trapping niggas?
Both men and women, yes.
That's how we gonna go.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm talking to my homies that are married, say, man, soon as we put a ring on, she can let herself go and just start turning to another person. Now, do I say all women like that get married? No. But to my homies, that's happened to them.
Okay, so you're going to be on this. Let's make it gender neutral.
Exactly. Exactly. No one's sex is to blame. Now, for some reason, you want it. I try to give you a hug. Is even somebody
I don't
mad.
Want your goddamn hug.
So whatever happens to you this week, you try to take that on men.
And no,
the closest one, she finds image.
We was having this conversation last week. Nigga, don't blame shit on this week. I've been saying this.
Well, this year.
I was saying it last year. Ain't nothing changed.
Okay.
When I was in a relationship,
ain't
I was saying the same
either.
Thing.
No one said.
You're absolutely right. You're always wanting to do this gender neutral shit to be safe.
That's fair. Okay, how about this?
What the fuck is fair? When is it ever fair?
So I said all y'all motherfuckers crazy as shit.
Because that's clearly what your motherfucking ass thinking.
Deidre, you got a couple screws missing. How about that?
Clearly, it was what your ass was thinking.
I don't know what the hell got into you. We did get out of you.
What you say?
I don't know what got into you. We did get out of you. I mean, the problem is you get something in you. Is that the problem? I get it. You need something in you. I get it.
It's a shit, but why did it? What you say?
He said you need something in you. I said so she can let it out.
So I can let what out?
Whatever's up your ass.
I didn't say that part.
What has to be up my ass?
I don't know. Why are you so hurt right now?
Why are you yelling?
Can you keep this up for the next hour and a half? Can you?
Absolutely.
Because you are on like
100. On a Wednesday.
Like on a scale from 0 to Young Thug, you are like, all the way turned up.
Let's go dancing.
Now let me go back to eating my dinner. I'll be right back.
All I'm saying is I have found in various scenarios, not just my own, but listening to
different women.
Relationships.
Women.
When I'm listening to men tell me about their problems, guess what they're doing?
You probably saying, Nick, what's wrong with you? What did you do?
And you're absolutely right. I am saying, what did you do? And they're telling me, this is what she needs to do.
Problem solving is asking, what could I have done differently?
And how often do you find men doing that?
Well, I believe.
Hold
Moses
up, I'll wait.
I believe Moses was the last person I recall.
You know what? Seven six zero six eight three two six six two. Join in our conversation and let me know how much shit she's on tonight. Because she's turned all the way up right
Why
now.
Why do I have to be on some shit? Because I'm just asking a question. Like, seriously. Okay.
Because no one else can see you, but she's in here with her arms flailing. She's rocking back and forth in the chair. She's
clapping
on one tonight. Don't let her fool you.
It's some of them cookies. No.
No, the cookies don't
make
you act like that.
All right, so what's up with the link, though? The link being put up. All right, so get back to the conversation. How men ain't shit.
Think I need to take a moment.
Everybody can't take a moment at once. Wait till I finish taking my moment, and then you can have yours. So, in other words, keep talking.
I'm gonna take a moment.
And do what?
And breathe.
Y'all can see how breathing is looking at her right now.
That's
where he is 2 steps from the door.
Listen. I don't know.
Great shirt, Breezy. Can I touch it?
Yes, you can.
Well, that's nice. Oh, good material there.
Yeah, I try.
You were saying?
I didn't stutter.
You were saying something.
Well, because someone keeps saying, what's the damn link? Let me get that.
So let's go find this.
Let's get it.
All right, so basically what you're saying is when the ship is sinking, it's the woman that's trying to save it. And the man's the one trying to jump.
Well, no, it's not that they're even trying to jump. It's like
they're the band on the Titanic. The ship is sinking, and they're not trying to save themselves. They're just standing there, like this. I'm just here so I don't get fined, playing their instrument while the ship is going down. I left my tiny violin at home.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Basically.
That's what she's saying.
There's so many words. Yeah.
Basically, I'm saying that in relationships, I feel that women try harder. Like, if a man comes home and he's not responding like he used to do, I find it very... I find that they don't try. It's almost as if she needs to figure out what's going on. Like, she needs to do some type of something and figure out what you're thinking so she can do better to keep the relationship going.
So it sounds to me that, by your words...
Yeah, because ain't nobody else talking. Yeah, I said it.
Someone smacking, though. So basically what you're saying is, at the first sign of trouble, men run. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say they was running. I said they're not doing anything.
We shut down.
At the first sign of trouble, men shrug. That's what she's saying.
And again, I see that's not fair. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but maybe that person.
Okay, let's not do generalization. No. Because I'm talking about some specific issues. And so I'm asking you.
I'm sorry, you're talking about some what? Specific?
You know what the hell I was talking about.
I was just being clear.
I don't need you to be clear. You know what the hell I was talking about. Listen.
I don't speak Texas. I'm sorry.
Well, you're getting a crash course tonight.
I'm getting a crash course in a lot of times tonight.
I'm saying use your past relationship. When your girl came to you and said, Breezy, this ain't working, what did you do?
We're going to
go janitor.
No.
I would like to
know. I'll fight for it.
All of them.
Yeah, it's got to the point. All of them, no, I can't say that. And the ones I have is because it probably should start with to begin with, but we tried it and it just wasn't working out. So no use in wasting each other's time.
Wait. So here's my question. Did you say, you know what, this really shouldn't have happened?
This ain't working.
Yes.
And you walked
this
out.
This ain't working.
Yo,
you didn't go back. You didn't tap it. You just said, I'm done.
I'm out.
I'm finished. I'm out.
I'm out. See what I'm saying.
That's rude.
No, I would rather he not tap it ever again.
I mean, because you know.
I'm just saying, it's
that
out.
Relationship that you knew deep down, but you gave it a try, but you know it's probably not gonna last too long, or probably shouldn't have started, but you tried because you don't want to be a quitter, you know, or you always like to fight for things, you always like to make it work. But after so long, if it shouldn't have started, and you making it work, it's not gonna last. So at what point do you say, you know what, I'm out? Let's just walk away while we both don't hate each other.
I'm trying to figure out why you even started.
Sure, I'm not the only one that started something. I'm not saying it here, but I mean, it happens. It's human nature. How many times, by all accounts, everything said, no, don't mess with this dude. Don't mess with this dude. But for some reason, oh, maybe I could change. Women
are
trying
to change.
No,
I ain't never went into anything thinking that I'm going to change anybody.
The thing a lot of women think is, oh, he won't do that to me.
Well, no, I didn't even think that.
We did to the previous 10.
See, because for all intents and purposes, I don't know what he did with the previous people.
In some cases, I did.
Okay.
Hey, look, man, we being transparent, right?
Yeah, we are. We're friends.
Yeah, no. I those dudes that I had, like, a really bad vibe of this ain't going to be shit.
How many times have you ignored red flags?
All the time. I'm ignoring them right now.
Right now.
Right now, as we speak.
What's the red flag, Bri?
I don't know. I'm making shit up. Oh, y'all made me cuss. I said I wasn't going to cuss no more after I went off, what was that, like 2 weeks ago? When I was on your status? Yeah. Woo!
When you was...
Dang. When I went in on light-skinned girls? Yeah. Sorry.
I had the light-skinned, didn't it?
And my niece was acting like them like yesterday, but that's not a here nor there.
Anywho.
So what I'm saying is, we are all due. For some reason, you know, maybe it's height, maybe she looks good, and she got deep throat. Who knows? We may know her.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that last
really?
Time?
Did we really go there? Really? That's how you felt.
Hey, we all had something.
Well, you told Breezy turned it up a little bit, and he done...
Yeah, he jumped out the window.
He done left the damn gate open.
He jumped out the window. You can call in and be a part of the conversation at
760-683-2662. We didn't leak that. Did I miss it? I'm bugging.
Out.
I'm bugging. Out. Oh, there we go. So listen, I don't have anything else to say.
Give me 1 second.
Breezy.
What's up?
When was your last relationship? How long ago?
Four months ago.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days. Sorry. I have a song for everything. I'm going to just start singing in the middle of the show.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Why not? Even if it's relevant, that was very relevant. So it was how many? 4 months ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You still love her?
We wasn't together that long.
How long were y'all together?
2 seconds. No, I'm joking.
Probably about six months.
6 months?
Yeah.
What was that the long? Deal breaker?
It wasn't on one thing.
I mean, but there's always that pivotal moment where it's like, I can't do this. No mo.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just going to leave that alone.
So you didn't answer my question, though.
You about to say something?
No, I'm not. I'm going to leave it alone.
I think she was praying over it. It looked like she was praying over it, didn't it?
She's going to breathe tonight, huh? Okay.
First of all, I don't want you putting it out there that we're jumping on you or making it jump on breezy night and all this kind of stuff. You know that's not true. You just happen to be the male voice. So have your boys call in and tell us how they feel. How about that? Do that, Breezy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, be the voice for men tonight.
Okay.
Stop with all this gender neutral shit.
And what, not take whole blame for shit that y'all do too?
Fuck. Okay, so then you just need to tell us what it is that women are doing.
Hey, Breezy, do me a favor. Don't include me in that. Thanks.
Huh.
See what I'm saying? Huh. You ain't got shit.
Huh. And how you acting right now? For no reason. For no reason.
It's not off the wall.
Who would want to approach you like this? Ain't nobody anything to you.
Okay, so first of all, coming in and talking to a dude just like in a setting or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm just talking.
Okay.
Are you talking this crazy loud, right now? Are you talking this loud, though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking this loud or anything like that, but I'm not talking to you to be like, oh, you know, what's up? Hey, I'm DJ blah, blah, blah. We're having a conversation. So now you try to tell me to turn my shit down?
Yes. Because
I'm feeling passionate about what I'm saying tonight?
Exactly.
Guess what? Fuck off, y'all.
Volume does not equal passion.
It does tonight. Get on board.
She going full on Texas tonight.
Get on board.
I'm scared.
My experiences. I haven't dated or met too many women, aside from you all two, that take responsibility. Oh, it's never their fault. It's what the man did. It's always the man's fault. Never take responsibility. Oh, nothing I did. And it's because I did because of what he did. Tit for tat. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And then If I try to point out, you know, what was wrong, well, you did this. It's not about that.
I can't stand pile on. I cannot stand pile on.
That joint
drives me crazy. Can we talk about pile on for a second?
Sure.
I can't stand pile on.
You know, you can talk about it, but you can bring your voice down.
Oh, now I got to be quiet.
You know, it's one thing. If you want to point out my faults, okay, cool. But when that... In your mind, at rare occasion, when you're a fall, every something, you feel get hurt, well, you start searching for shit. Well, you do this.
Everybody's searching for
no,
stuff.
No.
I know what he's talking about.
No, I do know what he's talking about because my ex used to do it all the time.
Can't
nigga, we talking about you.
Well, you asked me. A lot of when I've come in contact, aside from you all two and have dated, do that shit.
Pile on.
Yes, whatever you want to call it.
Ladies, I need y'all to call in and talk. For those of you who do that shit, please call in right now because I want to chew your ass out too. 760
You could get
683.
That's a sure way to not get anybody to call in, by the way. I don't know if you realize that or not, but I don't think anybody's going to call in to get their ass chewed out unless they're into that kind of thing. But that's a whole other show.
It is a whole nother
No, but seriously, I totally understand what you're saying because I would, in my last relationship, it's been, I don't know, a year, 2 years? I don't even know. I don't even care, for real. But anyway, so even though I'm pretty sure he could tell you down to the minute. But anyway, I would be like, oh, did you do blah, blah, blah? No. Okay. Ask you again 2 days later. No. You know, it really bothers me that you blah, 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 blah. And, you know, when I ask you to do this and then you do that and then da, 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 da. And so, you know, da, 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 da. And then, I say what I have to say. Well, you know, sometimes you, you know when the right time to say that was? When I did it.
When you did it.
Don't come in here and start dumping shit on me to try to make me feel bad for trying to make you, I'm not even trying to make you feel bad. I'm just expressing myself. But then you're going to come and try to take an emotional dump on me, sir. And that's besides the point. Besides
it. You know what? What's funny is I ain't even got a problem with you bringing my shit to me. Because sometimes I got blind spots. I don't see it. So when you come to me, because I've come to you and you want to do this tit for tat shit, and then I say, well, tell me when I did that. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Oh, well, I can't think of it right now. Well, what the fuck you bring it up for?
What I can't stand? Oh, well, it happened a month ago. Why didn't you say that shit then?
About a week ago.
So you're going to see that. So you walk around festering shit, homing shit and getting mad for a whole month. Well, if you really feel some way about it, why didn't you just nip that in the bud then?
Because it wasn't valid.
Right, until you mess up in that. Well, you did this a month ago. Well, I forgot that shit.
Well, I don't forget. I want you to give me specifics. Because I could probably remember the day.
No, but I'm saying like Bree said something. Well, you did this. Well, okay, well, let me know something corrected when I do it. 3 weeks to a month ago.
But my thing is 3 weeks to a month ago, okay, fine. But at least you know when I did it. But if you're just going to sit here and just start pulling stuff out the crack of your tail just because you feel like I'm jumping on you and that's your only defense besides saying, I receive what it is that you are saying.
I wish I would hear somebody say that. I receive what you're saying.
I say it all the time.
I understand. Yeah, I deal with some people.
Like, meaning, I receive it like, you're right.
Not you're right, but I receive what you're... It means I'm listening and I will consider that. Like, I receive it. That doesn't mean you're right, though. Definitely don't mean you're right.
But at least you'll hear what the person has to say.
Yeah, I'm listening and I'm...
Well, I can listen all day. That don't mean I'm doing nothing.
No. But there's a difference between... Yeah, you said this, you said that. And actually listening and then going back and thinking about it and considering their side. And, you know what I'm saying? Receiving it is different from listening. Like, listening is like, yeah, okay, whatever. I heard you. Yeah, okay.
And they're going about their business.
Right. But receiving it is receiving it in your spirit so that you know what you heard and your process.
You understand what the person is saying.
Yeah, you're processing what the person is saying and where they're coming from.
No, I've dealt with some motherfuckers.
Now, there have been times when I couldn't receive that because I don't even know where he was coming from. I was like, nigga, what?
Hey, what planet are you on?
Bitch, man. Ooh, y'all made me cuss again.
I've dealt with some people. The whole point of having a discussion, yeah, not to smooth anything, not to come understanding, but just to get their point across. Like, no, it's not, well, oh, we come to this little bump, you know, work, that's what I know. I just wanted to get my point across. Well, shit, that's not productive. All you're doing is just getting what's on your mind out, but how's that helping us?
Yeah. This is when I knew my relationship was over. We were having an issue, and he came over to the house, we were going to talk, and I said, are you even interested in hearing what I have to say, to hearing my perspective, hearing why it bothered me? You know what he said?
No.
Probably said no.
Not really.
Bye. Bye.
He did you a favor.
Bye. Bye.
So then when I brought it back to him and said, do you know what you said? You said, not really, nigga. So first of all, when he said it, it threw me off guard because I was like, wait, did he just say you didn't want the fuck you come over here for if you didn't want to hear what I had to say?
He thought he was about to get him some.
No, he couldn't have thought that. Couldn't have thought that. But then later when we was talking, in a previous conversation, not a previous, but a later conversation, because when he said he wasn't listening, I shut down. There ain't shit to say. You can go home. He was like, no, I didn't want to hear what you had to say because I'm angry. I'm pissed off. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't talk. I came over here so we could have a conversation. Nigga, really?
So why did you just say that thing?
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
That's not nothing this
works. And so that's what he knew that when he would say stuff like that, he knew I'd be like, you know, first of all, I don't like confrontation.
Right.
First of all, the fact that I'm even having to have this quote unquote designated time that we're having this conversation.
Conversation.
Because you're like, I'm at work. I can't have this conversation. We'll talk about it. I don't want to have a conversation. I'm feeling it right now. Let's have this conversation now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, because guess what? You ain't have no problem talking about all the shit we supposed to get done while you was at work. How come we can't address the issues now?
I hate when cats want to talk about important shit while you at work. I hate that. Like seriously, I'm at work. It's called work for a reason.
Okay, so let me tell you about this, son. Don't talk to me on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday about other shit that you want to get done.
No, I say what you're saying.
You at work. No, I'm saying you at work.
We can talk about any time. But at work, that's not the place.
But what I'm saying is, you're saying I'm at work. This is not the time. This is not the appropriate time to talk about this stuff. But you on my phone all day, every day, talking about every other damn thing. But now when we got a problem and we need to discuss it, you're talking about I'm at work?
That's on here. That's a bullshit.
The fuck?
That's some selfish bullshit right there. Yeah.
She's centering her chi.
And
the other
side, I can't stand. I understand people process things differently. Me, I'm more of a nip in the bud. You know, something happens, let's handle it before it goes bigger. That's me. Well, people need to, or some need to, you know, let it sit and linger and process. I get that. Sometimes, and I admit that I can give, but sometimes some things,
mm-hmm.
if left unsaid, left untouched, go on, it's a bigger problem.
It starts to fester, and then it starts to infect other things.
Yeah.
It starts to just kind of, especially if you're harboring some sort of resentment about something that happened and you don't address it, and then to be dismissed when you try to address it, it just carries over into the next thing. And then the next thing, the littlest thing becomes a big deal, and then things start piling on top of each other. And the next thing you know, you just storm in the house and be like, I need space. You got to go. What were we talking about?
Something like that.
And so now that takes me into one of the next segments of losing yourself in a relationship. Because of what Bree just said, people tend to lose themselves. Like,
wait, what did I just say?
you've been in a relationship with someone for multiple years, or, I mean, for some people, even multiple months. That's a lot for them. And you get into this routine, and you're doing all of that.
Most of my relationships only last 3 months. Go ahead.
Most of them.
I've only had like 4 or 5 grown-up ones.
And they lasted 3 months?
Except for this last one. It lasted 2.5 years. I don't know what I was doing. Carry on.
Well, no, I can't say that.
So, did you lose yourself? For it to go that long, did you lose yourself?
Did you stop saying... I mean, you know, you said you're that person, accept me for who I am. This is who I am. So, Bree is, I'm going to tell you how it is. Whatever I'm feeling, I'm saying it. This is what I'm doing. for those 2.5 years, did you stop being that free person that you are?
I'm just here so I'm going to get fined.
No, ma'am, I need an answer.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
No plea in the fifth here.
I need you to answer the question.
Thank you for asking.
Let me do it.
Breezy, have you done that?
Yeah, I have. I mean,
now, what do you mean lose yourself?
What? Like you stop being you.
I don't think I stopped being me per se. Mm-hmm. I was still me, but in my mind, I had tuned out some things that I normally would be in tune to.
Why did you tune it out? Because that's not being true to you.
Why don't you let me tell you? Because being true to me got me in 3-month relationships. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say I lost myself. I got caught up in the relationship.
Yeah.
Like I was still me, but
ain't no but. Either you are or you aren't.
Okay, well, then I was still me.
You're lying.
I'm not. I'm really not. I lost myself after it was over. I started tripping. I was...
Well, see, but... Because I totally get the whole losing yourself after. After it was over, were you questioning yourself, like, why the hell did I do that?
Did you recognize yourself?
Why the hell did I do what?
Why did you stay as long as you did? What was it about him that you felt? Well, if y'all can see her facial expressions.
I'm not making any faces. I don't know what she's talking about.
And she's lying. But what was it about him? I mean, because you said this was 2.5 years. I mean, y'all were living together and all of these kinds of things. So what was it about that relationship that made you say, it's not worth me moving forward? It's not worth me legalizing a relationship with you. What was it that made you say, I give up? And then, after you answer that, you're looking at the relationship, did you see any part of you, you know, that whole, well, I don't know about y'all, but I tend to do like a detoxing of my relationship of, Deidre, where the hell were you?
Did you read that book? No.
I bought it.
You can't learn by osmosis, just so you know.
Listen, you said, hey, can we read this book together?
What? I did not say that.
You did say that. You said, would you read the book?
I said, can you read this book in a week? And you said yes.
I didn't say that. I don't recall that shit. I bought the book.
Roll the tape back.
Anyway,
no, but listen. Okay, so full disclosure, I got tired of coming. I didn't like coming home.
That's a bad feeling to have. I've been there.
Especially when my name was on the mortgage. Like,
well, you paid them up on the rent.
Yeah. So I didn't like coming home.
Okay.
And I had to really.
It really is.
You said what?
It's a bad place to be.
You got to go home. We got to like go somewhere temporarily before you go home every night to the place where you let your head at. What you paid?
Yeah.
No, that's some fucked up.
So I don't like going home. And, yeah, that's what it was. I didn't like going home. And then one day I was just like, because I had already said previously, I looked him in his eyes and I said very specifically, you are losing me, is exactly what I said.
And what did he say when you said that?
I mean, I felt it and blah, blah, blah. So at that point in my head, I had set a timeline. I didn't say you have this amount of time, but in my head I was like, he got this amount of time. And a lot of the relationship I was not necessarily controlling, but guiding. So it was always, did you do this? Don't forget we're going to do blah, blah, blah. Hey, don't you want to so-and-so? Or are you going to go to church? Or do you need a ride here? And all this stuff. And so eventually, I just stopped doing that. I was like, oh, I'm taking my hands off this. And I'll just see what happens. And then it just cascaded over the hill, down the mountain, into the gully.
You know, I think if you're going to be with somebody, particularly if you live with somebody long-term, you may not lose yourself. It definitely gives some of yourself.
I mean, I'm all for a compromise, but when I realized that it wasn't like I was the only one compromising necessarily, but my compromises were being taken for granted. It was just like you don't even realize that, you know, what you're doing is affecting me adversely.
Or
seem to even, you know, be concerned. Like, that's when I just felt like a big dummy. I was like, you big dummy. And the saddest part about it, I used to say this all the time, is that I felt like if he was doing these things on purpose, I would have felt better about it. But because he seemed to be totally oblivious, it meant he was totally not in tune with what was going on in the relationship. You know, if you do something, you'd be like, oh, that's probably going to make her mad. That's one thing. But if you do something and then the person gets mad and you looking like, you're upset, that's a whole other ball of wax. That person's not even on the same, they're not even in the same library. Forget about being in the same book or the same page. They're not even in the same library as you. They living in the fiction section.
Be resolved. What about you? You ever lose yourself? Have you lost yourself?
She's losing herself right now. She's coming undone before our very eyes.
I did lose myself with my last relationship. When it ended, and I ended it, and I was looking back over all the things that I did and I sacrificed in the relationship, I didn't recognize myself at all. And for a minute, I beat myself up.
Honey.
And after I beat myself up, then I reached back out to him to see if we could try and make it work. Because I sat and analyzed and thought about it and said, you know what, maybe I wasn't giving my all. Maybe I was being an asshole of sorts.
Ma'am, that was a totally different thing, asshole. But go ahead, I'm sorry. I was like, you're being an asshole?
I was being an asshole of sorts. And so maybe we needed to have a conversation. Maybe we needed to do some different things. And his response was, I was fine. We didn't have to end it. This is what you wanted. And so me looking at the situation, and I'm like,
so you tell her you were the man then?
What?
The end of this, what'd you say? What'd you say at the beginning?
No. I don't think I was a man in the relationship. It was just, he was like, your problem, the world doesn't revolve around you.
Okay.
And if you would get that in your head, our relationship would be that much better. Well, since you're in a relationship with me, I'm pretty important. And this world we're living in, you know, you and I, yeah, it does revolve around me.
Did you hear what Kanye West said this week? He said his presence is a present. Which is typical Kanye, but he said his presence is a present.
He stole that from birthday invitations.
Well.
So that's basically what your dude told you, that to be in his presence was a present enough.
Basically.
And that's why he's the ex.
And that is why he's an ex.
We'd love to hear from you all.
At 760-683-2662.
Ha! Dig it. Oh, yeah. I mesmerized it.
But that's what I'm saying. Here it is that he felt that his presence was a present. He was enough. There wasn't anything that he needed to do. So, for all intents and purposes, he was basically saying, for all that I am, that all that I've been and all that I've yet to become, this is it. You got to accept this.
That's crazy. Was he like that in the beginning?
No.
So he just changed. Or to become him.
And I can't even say because, I mean, he wasn't that way. I made some pretty big demands, and he met those demands. And then it was like, yeah, I'm done.
So what do you do?
What did you do?
No, I said, what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah,
well.
I mean, how much longer with that kind of attitude? Because it's only going to get worse. How much longer do you stick around? Do you fight it?
Well, you don't. You don't stick around.
What you do?
I did. Well, no. When he had that conversation, we were broken up. It was at those points when I was reaching back out and saying, how can we fix this? Are we just going to throw all of this away? And like I said, when he said, you know, you wanted this, everything was fine. It was me saying, but it's not. And I'm not going to go back on that. You know, like I...
But that right there is key, though. If you feel like something is broken and he feels like it's nothing wrong...
That's not going to work out.
Once again, y'all might not even be in the same book.
We wasn't.
Yeah, so...
He was still team him.
Team him?
Him, yeah. And I was team us. And whenever I had any complaints or anything like that, it was... He would turn it around and say, you always want things your way. I'm talking about us. What are you talking about?
But if he equates us with you, yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
That's
a, I mean, literally, I literally lost myself. I stopped. I came back to D.C. We linked up. And all of the things that I had set up for myself, I stopped and focused on him and making us work. I stopped, literally, just not working on that, not working on this. I'm not doing any of this. How can we make this work? That was problem number one. Problem number one.
So we were talking... If you lose yourself, how do you prevent it? Can you prevent yourself from losing yourself?
Absolutely. Eartha Kitt said something that was really...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So help me find it.
When she was talking about compromise?
Yes.
Compromise for what?
That's exactly what she said. She said, compromise for what? She said she wanted someone who could love her like she loves her.
Hey.
And they join in together.
Like,
and when I listened to it, I was like, no, you have to compromise. You have to. You're in a relationship. You have two different entities coming together. There's a merger. You're going to have to compromise. And she was like, compromise for what? Why am I changing who I am? Either you're going to love all of me or you're not going to love me at all. It takes too much work. I am over here trying to bend and mold myself into somebody else so that you'll be okay with me. But when you saw me, when you met me, you liked all of what you saw. So why is it that I would go and compromise who I am so that you can like me? Whether it be I'm compromising because of my own insecurities or what the world has these things that this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to be in a relationship.
So how do you not compromise? Is it never compromising or is it not compromising your values, I guess?
No.
I'm not compromising at all.
Because I didn't compromise my values, but I did change. I wasn't Deidre. There were certain things that I'm not going to do that. But for sake of the relationship, there were things that, like, when my mom came and visited, and she was just, you know, kind of like in the background watching the relationship, she was just like, who are you? Like, why are you doing that? That's not the Deidre that I know. And when my niece was here, and I was going and knocking on Bra's door, yeah. My niece was like, this ain't my Deidre. What is this? When I was upstairs bawling and crying my heart out, my niece was like, I don't know what to do. Because my Deidre doesn't cry. My Deidre is like one of those chicks that's like two tears in a bucket. Fuck it, I'm out. I deserve better.
Okay, so again, is it that you don't compromise at all? Can two insecure people be together? And can two arrogant people be together?
An insecure person can't be with anyone in a successful relationship, because the first thing about a relationship, and that's any relationship, the successful relationship, is trust. So if you're insecure, you can't trust nobody.
Well, you have to learn. So, if you were insecure and you learned to trust somebody, is that compromising?
Let me tell you something. We grown. I ain't teaching nobody how to do basic human skills. I'm not teaching you jack. You are not a teenager. You are not a little boy. And you are not special needs. I'm not teaching you nothing. I mean, well, you may be special needs, but I'm not a special education teacher. So, no, not happening.
So, what about two arrogant people? Can somebody learn to be not as arrogant?
Absolutely.
But is that kind of a compromise?
Compromise and growth are two different things.
But if you're arrogant, I mean, that's what you are. I mean, you can learn to not be, but
you can
that...
grow to be someone different. Well, not totally different, but... people change. They do. But one thing I think people need to understand when they get in a relationship, when you get into a relationship with someone, you in your mind, you have to think, what if this is as good as it gets? Can I live with this forever?
Same life. So.
And, you know, some people can, some people can't. Some people come to the conclusion, nope, can't do it, not going to do it, won't be able to do it. And some people are like, that's pretty great. I can do this. But the other person's like, the hell is going on right now? Not going to happen.
So are you willing to no longer, moving forward, to no longer compromise?
I can't afford to.
Can't afford to what?
I can't afford to compromise myself.
I feel like I am a reasonable person, and so we may have to negotiate, but I'm not going to compromise.
But if you compromise, let's just say something small. I mean, it's a small and probably
something small like what though?
Like,
I need you to be specific. Thank you.
Specifics.
Ain't nobody spit on you.
Let's say you like going to plays, him not so much.
Then you will be sitting on the couch while I'm going to a play.
So, man, that could work for both of y'all.
What do you mean that could work?
If You still get to do what you want to do, and he still gets to do what he wants to do.
Well, that's not a compromise. I'm still going to do what I want to do.
A compromise would be he don't like going, and you talk him into doing it. No, if you don't like going, don't. And number one, don't try to stop me from going.
Right.
Number two, don't get mad if I go with somebody else.
Boom.
I'm not saying to do, but don't get mad if I go with somebody else. Because, you know, I got a friend, a female, and it got to the point where I realized he just didn't do much. My ex just didn't do much. So, if she was like, oh, you want to go to blah, blah, blah? I'd be like, hold on. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Ask him, what are you doing tonight? Nothing. Okay, cool. Me and so-and-so are going to such and such. Holler. Done deal. I mean, it took a while for me to get to that place because before I'd be like, well, I don't know, you know, at the beginning of the relationship.
Right.
But then after a while, I was like, I'm not finna sit in this house and watch you play Batman Beyond or whatever the hell you was playing. I'm not finna do that all night long, every night, every day of the week. No. But that's who I was before. I was never a sit at home and watch somebody else do something or watch the grass grow or the paint dry or whatever. I've never been that type of person. So, I just burped a little bit. Sorry. Look, man, I apologize. But, you don't have to not be, like, for some reason, you are associating compromise with totally being a totally different person. Is that what you're, or just like?
No. You are saying basically don't compromise. I'm like, isn't there room for some compromises?
Like I said, negotiation, sure.
Okay.
Compromise, though, like if, think about the word compromise. Some people think of it as, oh, everybody gives a little. But when we're talking like technology-wise, if your system is compromised, that's not a good thing. If your immune system is compromised, that's not a good thing.
One of our listeners, I posted a question that said, do you have to lose yourself to be in a relationship? One person said, depends on who the self is. And another person said, absolutely not. However, I think when you're young, it happens all the time. So my question is, do you find that when you get older, you say, yeah,
I find that when you get older, you find yourself. You figure out who you are. When you're young, I couldn't even tell you how many changes I went through when I was young. I used to go through groups of friends, and it wasn't like, oh, we're no longer friends. I'm no longer friends with them. I would just be like, oh, what are these people over here doing? And then I would go be friends with them. And I remained friends with everyone, you know. And eventually, I guess like my senior year in high school, I kind of fell into a group that was kind of a mishmash of people. You know, it wasn't one particular thing because I'm not one particular thing. And it took me 12 years of school to figure that out. So I think when you're young, you know, you don't know who you are. So losing yourself is so much easier because you ain't really tied to anything yet.
I think, depending on who you are and what stage, not so much as your age, but at what stage you are in, either you come to a point where I ain't taking no bullshit no more, I'm not compromising, or, you know, you can sit around, look at yourself. I've seen it happen. It's like, you know what? I don't have anything to show for my life. And then people do compromise like that. You know,
that's that quarter life crisis where you start crying at every birthday.
Yeah, so like I said, I mean, when you get to a certain age, it is either, that's your question, it's one or the other. You know, you ain't for the bullshit no more. You know exactly what you want. No compromising on that. Or I'm a certain age, haven't done this, haven't done that. And then people, you know, unfortunately do give themselves to get what they felt like they should have had or what somebody else has.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this then. Do you feel that...
I can't hear you.
You could hear me. Oh, why are you trying to be difficult?
Could you hear her?
His answer is yes, which is why he's not saying anything to you.
Brady wouldn't do me like that. Would you, Brady?
I actually can hear her. I'm not saying that you're saying it.
That's because you're sitting so close to us.
You're not sitting that far from me either. Anyway, the question is, do you feel that, you know, everybody says you can't love another person until you love yourself. Do we agree with that?
Authentically, yes.
There's a lot of people out there
that love people more than themselves. Because they're, for some reason, I think they project onto other people what they wish they were. So they give more of themselves. They're unhappy with themselves for whatever reason. So to overcompensate that, they want to project what they hope or what they wish they were. So I've seen people that, unfortunately, do love themselves or care. I mean, do love other people or care for other people more than their own self. I wouldn't. But, you know, some people do. And then when that happens, that person really that's problematic for everybody. And that person's not happy with themselves. Then they become too attached to the person they're putting up on the pedestal.
Happens on divorce court all the time.
And that motherfucker, man, get off me. Get off me.
Yeah, you do that anyway. You're not a touchy feely person.
No.
Yes, he is. Watch me touch and feel him.
I'm a monster. No, I ain't talking about like get off me. I'm like, you are bothering me. I can't accept without you being in there. Like, get your own life. Do your own thing. Get out of line.
Hello.
And of course, the touchy feely part too. But no, it's like, I know people that, and you probably know people like this too, you know, when they get in a relationship, they cut their friends off. They make everything about that person.
I am that person at the very beginning.
I am also that person at the very beginning.
At the very beginning, though.
I hate dating motherfuckers like that.
At the very beginning.
Now, let's be clear here. That's not like, oh, my God, what are you doing today? What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing the day after that? Oh, my God, I have to be under you. I have to see you. I have to do. No.
What I'm saying is
I dial back. I don't, like, cut them off totally. But I do dial it back because we're in the beginning stages of a relationship. So we need to you know, feel this whole thing out and make sure that, you know, nothing really interferes with what we've got going on. But after like a month or two or three, well, after 3 months, my relationship's over anyway. So, you know, I'm back to doing what I do. I don't even like this look on your face, sir. Who is that on the phone?
A listener.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, listener.
So anyways, yeah, people like that, they irk the shit out of me.
Is that right?
That's right.
Someone said they were the point that they were trying to make is that you have to compromise yourself. Compromise. Yourself may be selfish, and that's why your ass can't be in a relationship. Change or the loss of oneself isn't always a bad thing. Okay, so what I want that person to do is to call in, because I'm sure I read that all wrong. So 760-683-2662. Call in and then tell us, did I say it right? Because I don't think I said it right. I'm confused. I'm confused.
Sure wish this was tea I was drinking.
Okay,
so if you get to that point and, like, that person won't compromise or give an inch and you won't give an inch, do you decide to still be with that person? I mean, because you love yourself.
I mean, but that's the thing. I think that two people can be together and be themselves, be the unique.
I'm sorry, what word was that?
You know what? You see these two fingers?
Now yes. I only see one.
Anywho. When people are being their authentic self.
Notice that when she's not hollering, she can't talk. Go ahead.
So you want me to holler, Bray? Is that what you want me to do?
I definitely understand the words that are coming out of your mouth now.
Anywho, when people can be their authentic self, I think that they can coincide together. You know what I'm saying? Because what I love about you is that you being you.
I love it when you're the you-est you you can be.
So, yes, I don't think that there has to be a compromise. I still get to be who I am. I mean, because especially if you both have the same core values, y'all are going to move in the same path. Y'all are just going to be yourself. And I think that's where we have a problem. I think people feel like, well, he likes this way, or she likes things this way, and all this kind of stuff. And we start altering who we are because we think that that's what they want. But we forget that you saw me for who I was when I first was out. And I was wild and crazy. And
I think that I say this all the time. A lot of people's dating issues would be non-existent if they just started dating people that like them.
That's good. That means my ex didn't like me.
I'm sorry, what? What'd you say? You're whispering. I really can't hear you.
I said my ex didn't like me.
And I mean, that may be the case. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what, though? My father actually said, you know, find somebody that likes you rather than somebody that you like.
I don't know about rather than, but I'm just saying, and I say this because for some reason, people on Facebook have been totally turned up because it's almost Valentine's Day and people have lost their mother loving minds. And I've seen people saying things to people, and I'm just like, this guy, I don't know if y'all saw on the Twitter, but this girl said this dude slid in her DMs this morning or today or yesterday, whatever, to tell her she was ugly. This dude took time out of his day to send this girl a direct message. I don't know if you, of her own picture, though, which means he did a screenshot, posted it to Twitter, I mean to Instagram, cropped it, and then crafted a message to tell her. The first part of the message was, you're definitely not the prettiest.
Maybe she turned him down and he got in his feelings. That's what it is.
But this is my thing. She don't like you. Leave her alone. Why are you trying to stop dating people that don't like you? Be like, oh, man, I went out with this girl, and then she started acting like blah, blah, blah. She don't like you. Move on.
You know what? If someone tells you, I don't want you, I don't want to date you, guess what? They don't want your ass. That's it. Don't try to fight. You don't want to press a fight.
But it's not even, sometimes it's not even that blunt, but it is that obvious, if that makes sense. No. You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, man, you know, I called this girl. She didn't call me back until like a week later. And then she was like, oh, what's up? Well, I thought we were supposed to be hanging out. Then I took her out and she didn't want to go to so-and-so. So we went to such and such and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, sir, this sounds like all your fault. 100%. What you pick up the phone for? She didn't answer you. If she didn't talk to you for an entire week, and then when she did talk to you, all she wanted to do was go out, and then what? Mm. You're not going to hear from her for another week, and then you're going to get mad at all bitches do is try to use me for my money because you let him. She doesn't like you. She made it very obvious she didn't like you, but you decided that you wanted your whatever it was, your ego or whatever, you wanted to keep pursuing it, so keep running after her, and she's going to keep running away.
Why continue fighting? You're the only one fighting. There's nothing to fight for. There's nothing to pursue. If it's known, they don't want you. They don't want you. Leave it alone. All they're going to do is cause you more heartache.
I know, I'm just reading what Dee posted, and my ex, his mother told him to find a woman that loved him more than he loved himself. Don't nobody love me like I love me. I don't give a fat baby's ass what he tell me. I love me more, always. And I'm always going to love me more. And as long as I love me more, I'm going to get what I want.
Everybody, Kanye loves Kanye more than he does anybody else.
I ain't mad at Kanye. Hey, do you, boo. If you happy, I love you.
Do you someplace else, because I'm tired of looking at you and hearing your name. Go sit down now with your wife and your kids. And take her with you, please. Staple her
she's
to the seat.
Actually calmed down a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you see her misshapen bejiggle jaggle all over the internet last week?
I did.
Ain't nothing calm about that. That thing look like it needs to be. She needs a revagination. That thing looked tore out the frame.
Yeah.
Well,
she's got a baby.
So this isn't the Kanye and Kimye or whatever show.
I mean, you was the one that brought her.
I'm just saying, y'all talked about it, and I commented, and so now I'm not. And you can get in on the conversation at 760-683-2662, or you can hit us up in the Facebook group, which is the Mux Friends Radio Talk Show, or hit us up on our fan page, which is the Mux Friends. Or, you know, if you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can at @Mux_Friends. Ha ha.
So I know we were talking earlier, and you mentioned something about high standards keeping you single. What's that about?
I don't want to talk about that because that's dumb.
That's dumb?
Yeah.
What's
dumb.
So dumb about it?
Hmm. Why wouldn't people have high standards? Now, the other thing is unrealistic standards. Unrealistic standards is totally different from high standards.
Okay, so give us an example of the differences.
Unrealistic standards is... I'm on welfare, and I got 5 kids, and I ain't had a job since I was 18 years old. But I want a man who got to make this amount of money, he got to drive this kind of car, he got to do this, That's unrealistic.
Why?
Who the hell in their right mind would want a welfare queen if they making all this money? That's a liability.
That's a liability. Listen, she can be a stay-at-home mom.
She has been, obviously.
Exactly. So she knows the role.
Not if all her kids and babies and running up and down stairs and quarters.
She's going to get over it.
Listen, I'm saying that just takes her off of welfare. I ain't got to pay for it no more.
Well, someone else does. And why would that person?
Hey, that's his wife. That's his wife.
But what's the probability of that happening?
I mean, but you're saying it's unrealistic. Hey, she wants a good guy. Who am I to tell her she can't have him? She done got her ass juked up. She done trained her waist. Her boobies all nice and tight. Hey, she can't have dreams? That's how you feel, Brie?
I mean, obviously the conversation is over.
That goes back to what you were saying earlier. Like, if she comes at a person like that, like, hey, I ain't gonna do shit. I don't want shit. But I want you to do everything because you got the money. Is he supposed to accept that?
If that's what he wants.
But then he ain't gonna do nothing but sit there and complain. My wife don't do anything. She sit around the house. All she do is smoke weed. And I asked her to cook me a steak. You ain't asked if she could cook before. All you was worried about is if her ass is big. Her ass is big. But now it's drooping because she went to the hotel room to get her injections fixed.
Lord, I tell you,
what's the problem?
So, but what do you mean by too high standards?
The dating game then changed. I could say high standards is wanting to be in a monogamous relationship.
Hello. High standards is dating someone who actually likes you. That's high standards. You're like, I want a man that actually likes me, not one that is going to add me to his roster and then treat me like...
See, are you feeling some kind of way? I mean, because...
I'm feeling a little heat right now.
Why are you feeling some kind of heat? You got a roster, great.
The look you gave me, like, yeah, they're talking about your punk ass.
I was not talking about him. I'm simply stating something, and if that happens to run over your foot, then so be it.
But right. Just say ouch and keep moving.
If you can't say amen, say ouch.
But you know what, though? It's a shame that to want to be with somebody that wants to be with you is high standards these days.
I mean, but think about it. With the era of the side chick, we've had the conversation goes on year after year, men, not even men, humans, we are not a monogamous people. That's not how we're created. We're created to do all kinds of things.
Go forth and multiply.
You're saying this is a theory? Because I've never heard this.
Ever?
Like, I mean, not written in stone. Like, yeah, we're definitely not.
We're not made it with one person for life. We're
like
not penguins.
I would like to be.
You would like to be?
I would.
But that's not how we're created.
Who said it?
Life.
Jesus did not tell me that.
Well, back when Jesus was alive, they had multiple wives and concubines and all this kind of stuff. This is old Americanized stuff we doing right now.
Touché.
Only had 40.
If a dude
touché.
Got three.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said touche.
Oh, so, no, this is not how we was created. This ain't what Jesus said. And Jesus ain't never said that. Jesus looking down on us saying, that's not how this works.
That's not how any of this works.
Okay, wait, hold on. For all the Christians listening, it was a joke. It was a joke. I believe in monogamous relationships. Hello, I just said that a high standard for this day and time is wanting a monogamous relationship, not wanting to have an open relationship where I'm sharing my mate. While it would be great for the financial situation, I mean, can you go ahead and put in on these bills? I ain't mad at it. But, yeah, high standards.
But how is that keeping people single? Something that simple.
Something that, because there are women out there who don't care.
It's a cycle. It's a vicious, vicious cycle, because if dudes stop trying to date outside their relationship.
I mean, like, perfect example. You got Tinder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Online dating. That means that online dating gives me the opportunity to reach out to, I'm in D.C., I can reach out to someone in California. Can reach out to someone in Texas. He can be a married man. Tinder.
So you got some horror stories.
I don't have horror stories. I mean, I've met some pretty nice guys on Tinder, but I just recently ran across like three married guys, and they were very upfront and honest. Pictures of the wife, the kids, everything in the deal. And I thought, because there's a lot of people who have their kids on Tinder, which I think is crazy. Why the hell do you have kids in your profile? I don't get that. They don't make no sense to me. But anyway, so I'm thinking, clearly this is not a married person. This is just family, something like that, you know, whatever. Find out they're married, or I've seen some where they put it in their profile. Just want y'all to know I'm a married man, you know, whatever, whatever. I just, you know, I like what I like. And if you're interested in this, hey. Now, there was this one guy, these three guys that I was saying, they didn't have anybody in their profiles. They were single. They didn't say anything in their little description or whatever. Get on the phone, talk. Oh, so I want to be clear with you that I'm a married man, you know, and sometimes I have needs. Okay. Not that I necessarily have needs. My needs are sexual, but I may want to have a phone call. I may want to tell you about my day. You know, yeah, no, things are not all that great in my relationship right now, but I just want a friend. And I said, listen.
That's the little violins again.
Listen. And I said, there is absolutely nothing that I can do for you. You are a married man, and if there are things that are not going well in your relationship, there are tons of counselors out there who could assist. If you would like some referrals, I can provide that for you.
So you can't be a friend? You can't be here?
What are we gonna be friends for?
What am I listening to?
Mm-hmm. How is that fair to the wife?
But people do it.
But that's what I'm saying. So now I have, my high standard is that you're with me and me only.
Damn shame is a high standard these days.
You're absolutely right.
So, do you think this is a product of online dating or just dating, period? Like, the online dating fuck up the game, for lack of a better word?
No, online dating has been around for a minute.
It has been around for a minute.
Online dating didn't mess up the game. What messed up the game? Actually, it wasn't even a game. That's what messed up the game. Calling it a game. Referring to it as a game. Writing books about something that's so simple as date somebody who likes you. It's that simple. But so many people, let me tell you something. People are scared. And that's what it boils down to. People are scared. People are scared to get their heart broke. They're scared to fall in love. They're scared that they might like the person for real. Oh, feelings, gross. Ugh, let me run away. People are scared because they see so many things fall apart, and they don't want to be. They don't want to get their little feelings hurt. You don't want your little feelings hurt. Oh.
So that's when it's easy to just get what you can get and get on.
And get on, exactly.
Get in, get off, and get out.
Really?
I didn't say that. Just so everybody knows, and say that. I would never say that. Shame on you, Breezy, for saying that. Why would you say that?
You really think that's the thing, though, Bree?
Yes. Yes.
But people always, since the beginning of time, people always been scared of getting hurt. So why is it any different now?
Because now with social media, it's much more obvious and immediate when you get hurt.
How? How is it immediate?
They change their relationship status.
Okay, first of all, I'm not telling you what kind of relationship I'm in.
Why are you disputing everything I say? If I'm making a point, I'm making a point.
Because there are people out there who are listening. They're saying, but I don't share my status on Facebook.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, why would they?
I mean, but there's some, but that's what I'm saying. People are, things are, information is so much easier to get now.
So what do you say to those people that they basically air their grievances in the fight that they had with?
They're dumb.
No,
he said this and she said this, and why are you telling shit for the world to see? Once you press post, it is out there. So why? And does that give you, more confidence? You know, does people, the likes that you give, the comments, does that give you more? I don't know. What does that do for anybody that does that?
What does what do? I'm sorry. What was the question?
Posting your relationship problems online.
Some people just like attention. They just like, everybody, look over here. Some people just like that. Other people just don't have good friends. That's real. You know, you've seen people post stuff, and you be like, this is a hot ghetto mess. And then their friends be like, yeah, because, them ain't your friends, girl. Especially if they don't call you and be like, take that down. I've called my friends before and be like, take that down. Now.
You said that.
I've called my friends and been like, take that down. Like, why would you post that? Take it down.
And normally when you ask that, what is their reasoning?
No, that's like, you know what, you're right. I was just feeling, I don't give a shit how you're feeling. Take it down and then let's talk about it.
You should separate feelings from social media. Keep doing dumb shit like that.
It'd be calling you.
Friends don't be like, friends don't let friends drink
and play. I mean, but listen. Right. Facebook be saying, hold up, let me go. Facebook be saying, what's on your mind? Share with me. I'll listen.
And you be like, you play Facebook.
And me up there like, I'm good. And then
and then you're like, I feel better. And then you pass out, and then the next morning you wake up to 174 notifications or responses. You're like, oh, girl, what's wrong?
Right. That nigga ain't shit.
And they don't even care, for real. They really don't care.
They just be edging you on. people be trolling like a mug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he did. That's what niggas always do. And girl, did you know I saw him last week? He was over at such and such house. I didn't mean to tell you, but since you put it out there on Facebook, I felt like I should just go ahead and tell you.
But let me be 100% crystal clear here and say, I love a good Facebook drama. I do. I love it. I'm like, oh, she knows she shouldn't have posted that, but since she did, let me read all 175.
All of them.
Comments.
I'm going to start all the way down.
Let me hit loading comments. Loading comments. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Keep it going. There it is. This good bathroom reading right here. Is it on sound again?
Be like, scroll.
Okay.
Girl, you be hitting that button on Facebook.
Yes.
I'm trying to go to the top of that post. I want
to
read it all. All that you done scrolled a couple and then somebody said something.
And
well, why would they say that?
And then as you're doing it, you praying to yourself, please don't delete this post before I finish reading. Please don't. Please. Sweet baby Jesus.
So, as you can see, I've calmed down.
Oh, look at that. Look what the Lord can do.
Since they was judging me earlier,
nobody
saying
was
that I...
Me,
yes, you did. Y'all said I was turned all the way up.
You were. Your arms was flailing.
My arms are still flailing.
Ma'am, it's not the same thing.
It's still flailing.
She's doing it on purpose, ma'am.
Anywho.
She's doing the flavor plays.
Anywho. We have had a very lovely conversation. We've kind of got breezy out of this whole gender neutral.
No, y'all do it.
No more Mr. Nice Guy, breezy.
Right, let's
bring
just
it.
Be you, dude. You don't have to lose yourself.
Go ahead and say you are a nice guy so I can knock you in the face with this microphone.
Marshall,
why do you hit it like that, man?
Marshall,
watch
me, man. I'm a laid back cat. What can I say?
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Listeners, please don't believe that. But we're getting him out of that.
I don't turn up. I'm cool. I'm laid back.
You don't turn
Next
up.
Next week, we're doing the show topless. We're bottomless in your day.
You on your own. You're on your own. Anywho, we appreciate you guys listening to us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's an experience for you to be amongst friends where you can say whatever the hell you
want. I was going to say, you know, the show is going to start one way. It may end up. I believe it, but that's part of the experience, though.
That's a part of the experience. And you can always call us at
760-683-2662. See, that's that girl 6 I like right there.
Ow!
Yeah,
I have that on. But yeah, so here are, I posted it in our group. And I'm going to leave it with you guys. Give me two shakes.
Two shakes of a lamb steak.
One, two. You need to love yourself enough to take the actions required for your happiness. You need to love yourself enough to cut yourself loose from the ties of a drama-filled past. And love yourself enough to move on.
But by all means, please move on.
If you can't go any further, yes.
Just move on.
Just move on.
I mean, like, seriously, though. Make the choice to love you and realize that whoever decided to deal with you, they saw you and enjoyed that. We have approximately 31 seconds.
Okay, I just didn't want you to be talking to me. Just like,
no.
Okay.
We get a little notification that let us know when it's time.
Yeah,
we get
a notification when it's time.
Shut it down.
Yeah, like we all said, you can only go but so far. It only goes so far. And
know your limit.
Yeah, know your limit.
Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run, for God's sake.
And on that note.